Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Addendum here of overdrive for some folks tuning in. I get a little dingy towards the end of the 3 hours. Every once in a while I'll start screwing around, and then the caller was bringing up some pretty interesting stuff. I couldn't tell if it was a prank caller or not, so I started riffing off of that, and for that I apologize. We have a lot of serious stuff going on in the world, but I was just having too much fun with it. But I did tell the guys, go out of this segment with Peruvian flute music if they can find it. Let's talk to Roger in Mississippi. Roger, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. My name is Roger. I live here in Mississippi. Just moved here about a year ago from St. Louis. I'm a veteran, 100% disabled, and, the VA system that we have is what everyone's going to end up with under Obamacare.
That's right. That's on record. It's absolutely horrible.
Right. And I believe Congress should not give themselves something better than they're willing their veterans to have.
Yeah, in fact, I want a federal law. In fact, Ron Paul pushed one where the Congress cannot exempt itself from stuff. Boy, that'd be a good place to start. I mean, that's how disconnected from reality things have gotten. That
right.
They're arming Al-Qaeda publicly and just changed federal law to do it with an executive order, and Congress exempts itself from everything. I mean, it's a joke.
Giving money and fighting with Al-Qaeda, I thought that's who the enemy was. You know? 15
I hear you.
Years or how long we've been fighting. And now we're giving them money. And leaving our soldiers behind, like in Benghazi.
Well, why don't you apologize for not supporting Al-Qaeda to the government? Like, you're an extremist, sir. How dare you be so extreme?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I was raised here in this country.
Racist. Okay. Folks, this caller is racist against Al-Qaeda.
Was my duty to do, and now we're giving them money and leaving our men behind.
Well, that's what because the globalists are criminals and hate this country. And they have a vulgar term for it, but it's what a dog does when it hikes its leg on something to mark territory. We are being softened up. We are being demoralized. We're being taught that we are the lowest filth of the earth. God bless you, sir. Good points. Final caller. Sorry to the others. We got time to go to Jess in Connecticut. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Doing all right.
2 points. What we think needs to be done here is a reset, an entire reset. I mean, England, when England was put together, they did okay. We put ourselves together off of England. I think we did a better job. Now it's time for a reset. We're too deep in the rabbit hole. This thing has gone absolutely 180 degrees.
Oh, no, I agree. And the reset's going to be an organized collapse, because they're already collapsing it, and then they're going to pose as saviors. So the number one job is expose the globalists so people know they're the authors of this mess.
Right. That's one point. The other point is, you know, there are 108 different citations or instructions in the Quran that explicitly state that they are supposed to kill the infidel, the non-believers. So, and these are open-ended. They're not tied to any dates or reference points like the Bible. Now, I'm not defending the Bible at all, but I'm just saying that they have open-ended instructions. Now, this is a recipe for disaster. This is a recipe. So,
well, it is true that the Quran says do that, but it also says live at peace with the Gentiles and the Jews, you know, at certain points. So it's I'm not defending, you know, interpretations of that, but it is true the government's trying to fund as much as they can radical elements of Islam to let it take over for the clash of civilizations. And undoubtedly, the Al-Qaeda people our government are funding do believe anybody that is not part of their sect of radical Islam need to have their heads chopped off. And our government is backing them. Here's some beautiful pipes taking us out, ladies and gentlemen, until this evening, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. If you have a membership, please share it. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you knew this was coming. Navy Yard gunman was treated for serious mental illness by the U.S. government. And hearing voices, he'd shot out the tires of people's cars before, didn't get arrested. Shot through his neighbor's wall because they wouldn't turn off the loud music. And played Call of Duty 15 hours a day. It's now also coming out that, in a minor footnote buried, friends said that he was mad about, well, racial discrimination against blacks. So this is clearly pointing towards the push towards race war in this country. That's heavily underreported that MSNBC and the Obama folks have been promoting to create balkanization and division. He claimed to have PTSD after rescuing victims of 9/11. Navy had not declared him mentally unfit. He was cited 8 times for misconduct, got honorable discharge. They first said dishonorable yesterday. Had secret clearance, the latest awarded Global War on Terrorism Service Medal. Carney, though, says that Obama will implement executive orders now that he already put in place, but now has the moral authority to take our guns. One rodeo clown teases Obama. All rodeo clowns have to pay for sensitivity training. Your neighbor does something wrong, you go to jail. That's the authoritarian way. He attended a Buddhist temple, the angry Buddhist. Navy is exploring base security measures. He went through armed security twice, had a security pass. Doesn't matter. Hundreds of armed troops, doesn't matter. All of us have to lose our rights now. Feinstein calls for new gun control laws. He entered with a shotgun, picked up weapons inside. Report, no AR-15 involved. Shotgun, two handguns. CNN still reporting it's an AR-15. The answer is take yours. Mass shootings fuel fear, account for fraction of murders. That's a Bloomberg article actually being honest. Last week, Al-Qaeda called for small-scale attacks inside the United States, as we reported Friday. And D.C. Mayor blames the sequester, saying that they don't have enough money for security and other ridiculous garbage. That's some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com. Up on Infowars.com, D.C. Democrat Navy Yard shooting due to guns loose in society. We have that audio clip coming up. Also, AP published story day before Navy Yard shootings, debunked, not true. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Watson's video breaking that down. U.S. Navy Yard killer on antidepressant meds. Since Paul Watson wrote that this morning, it's been confirmed he was under Navy psychiatric care and was obviously on them, hearing voices. Washington Navy Yard gunman obsessed with violent video games. London Telegraph. That is just some of the news that we're going to be breaking down from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. James Wesley Rawls, expert on preparedness and geopolitics, will be joining us, dealing with the ongoing collapse of the dollar and other currencies worldwide, with his world perspectives breakdown on what he believes is going to happen. Very smart guy. You don't want to miss this interview with the former high-level Army intelligence officer. Now, before we go any further, I want to be clear. With the authoritarian left that is not left, left and right wasn't discussed politically until 100 years ago. Left was associated with women and the devil. The right was concerned with masculinity and God. A little bit sexist, I know. But the point is, the left-hand path of Aleister Crowley, it was not political until the turn of the last century, a little over 100 years ago. If you want to call somebody a liberal, though, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, and I want to be clear on that. These people are not liberals. We need to stop calling them liberals. They are like a disease of authoritarianism, and it is a war, so they call themselves progressives. When they actually want to progress their takeover while regressing your liberty, your freedom, and increasing taxes. So they like to regress the amount of money you keep for yourself and progress the amount of your money and labor they siphon off to themselves, because they crave control freak power. And the name of their game is collective guilt and shame. You notice Kerry said, you will support our attack on Syria, or every new attack and death is your fault. Hillary came out and said the same thing. Bill Clinton said the same thing. Carney said the same thing. They said after Sandy Hook, if you don't let us ban these guns, you're going to be responsible, gun owners, collectively, for any other deaths. Remember that over and over again. You are responsible. If a rodeo clown makes a joke, and by the way, I'd heard about it, looked it up, found online clips of people dressed up like Nixon back in the 70s at rodeo clown events. They always dress up like popular figures. That's a well-known skit. Point is, it doesn't matter if it was racist or something. It's that person's free speech. The point is that evidence is it wasn't. And I'm going to tie this into guns in a moment and go to Paul Watson. But the issue here is that they made every rodeo clown in the state go and take between $300 and $1,000, we looked up the price, sensitivity courses that last, some of them, as much as 3 weekends. Most of them is just 2 weekends. So imagine going on your weekend for 8-hour courses every day and paying somebody $300, $500, in some cases $1,000, when rodeo clowns, by the way, aren't paid much. A lot of them are volunteer, especially at high school and county rodeos. All right? Been to a lot of them, obviously, growing up in Texas. Done a little bit of rodeoing myself, but not very good at it. I'll just leave it at that. But the point is that this is standard for anybody that knows rodeos. They not only blackballed that guy to where he couldn't have a job anymore in the state, Yeah, there it is. 2003, Rodeo Clown wears a Bush mask. Hilarious, funny, entertaining. Free speech, no outrage. 2013, Rodeo Clown wears an Obama mask. Outrageous, racist, criminal, clown, fired and banned for life. Feds investigating. And that's right. You can also pull up old film footage of a guy playing the part of Nixon, which was obviously anti-white. No, it wasn't, folks. It was anti-Nixon. And you lampoon public figures. That's part of being a public figure. I am lampooned everywhere. I quite frankly like it. But the issue I'm getting here is the essence of authoritarianism is in the old Soviet Union or in Nazi Germany or in Maoist China. You can look this up. If your neighbor got in a fight with a party official or didn't pay their tax or didn't show up to do compulsory public service, the whole neighborhood would be given double service. If somebody in a town shot at an SS officer or German soldier, say in Poland or Ukraine, they would kill 10 or 15 people. If you killed an officer, they would kill hundreds. They would put them in churches and burn them down. If you killed a high-level officer, I forget his name, I think it was something Henrik, the Blonde Beast as he was known, deputy to Heinrich Himmler. Just got search engine, the Blonde Beast, Nazi. They killed, reportedly, a large portion of the town and burned it down when someone shot him. It was in some Eastern European country. I forgot. He was in an open car. I remember reading a book about it. The point is, yeah, there it is, Reinhard Heydrich. There you go. There he is. Now, the whole point is that this is what they do. This is the essence. The essence of tyranny is to ignore the facts and individual rights. It's not my fault a guy illegally got a gun, tried five times, was on a bunch of SSRIs, played reportedly 20 hours a day of violent video games, and went and shot up Sandy Hook. It is not my fault the government's made that a gun-free zone and advertised it. There's logic. It is my responsibility to be armed. And because I'm armed and you're armed, there's been a 49% since 1992 to 2011, latest numbers, Justice Department numbers, in overall gun violence. Some numbers are over 60% to 75%, the LA Times reports, in gun violence in some areas of the country. But it's 49% nationwide. We've covered that ad nauseum. You can just type it into a search engine. You'll get Fox News, Associated Press, LA Times, you name it. Facts are stubborn things. So I am not responsible because other people do things. This was a super high security area. You had to go through two armed checkpoints to get to where he got. There were obviously guns that he had access to in the Marine Corps security area that he was working with a top secret security clearance. And then he goes in there and gets them. And reportedly now, it's coming out in the London Telegraph as a footnote, told friends that he was mad at racist white people. Now, I don't know if that's true yet. We'll see, but it fits the bill. When you watch how incendiary, Django Unchained and MSNBC and Machete, and by the way, I've talked to people now, two different ones that are very close to Robert Rodriguez. And plus, I've also seen this in the news. They're funding tens of millions of taxpayer money for these movies. It's not hundreds of millions for MSNBC or National Public Radio, folks. This is state-run media. They have a message of racial warfare in this country against whites to create the balkanization and bind people racially to the Democratic Party that was the party of the Ku Klux Klan until Christian whites reversed all that mainly. And then they still became the race party after the 60s or in the 60s when Republicans got the Civil Rights Act passed. They got wise and took over racial politics. Okay, and I'm not defending Abraham Lincoln and the Republicans. The point is it was Republicans that did all that. It always was. That shows the mind control hoax that we're under here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so there's the issue. Now it turns out he's under psychiatric care, mentally ill, working in a top secret thing, hearing voices. And he, one of the most secure places in the world, a military base in D.C., through two layers of security. kills a bunch of people, and now I've got to lose my guns and you've got to lose your guns. Here's the moral, folks. Nobody's safe anywhere. The only answer is more guns to stop guys like this quicker. It's always in gun control zones, like federal reservations, that this happens. And then there's the drug issue.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You take a mortal man, you put him on psychotropics, have him play violent video games, and join the military. Start to hear voices.
Watch him become a god.
He gets through 2 checkpoints because he has a top secret security clearance.
Watch people's heads roll.
Shoots a bunch of people. So now America has to turn its guns in. Because Dianne Feinstein has the moral high ground. just like Nazi Germany. They'll take our guns because Obama loves the children. Turn in your guns right now. Acting like a robot.
Acting like a robot.
Obama, Obama, robot sheep. Double my premiums. I love Obamacare. I love it. Thank you, Obama. Obama. Obama.
Before the head explodes.
All right. Watch us with us this segment, a little bit of the next. Joining us from the UK. Very, very sad what happened there at the base. Very, very sad that hundreds of thousands have been killed in Syria, that our government's funding al-Qaeda. By the way, Obama officially signed an order to overturn the federal law or to exempt himself against funding terrorists like al-Nusra, run by the head of al-Qaeda, so they can openly arm them. That's coming up. But I wanted to bring Paul Watson up because if you just joined us, Aaron Alexis, sounds like a fake name, doesn't it? Sounds like the opposite of Snake Plissken. Like Snake Plissken's supposed to, or Wolf Blitzer, another fake name, supposed to sound tough, but Aaron Alexis sounds the different. How about like Pansy Alexis? Okay, I'm being mean. The point here is this guy is on psychiatric drugs, psychiatric care. It's now all come out. Another video game head living in fantasy land and got mad at a bunch of people and went and killed him, and now because he threw a fit, I've got to lose my guns in the authoritarian world. How about no, no, no? How about when you get rid of your bodyguards, turd Stein? How about when the rest of all the globalist scumbags all behind armed guards? How about when you stop having armed guards for your kids, Obama? How about then? We know you want our guns to enslave us, and you're on notice, scum. What, al-Qaeda can have guns, but we can't? I got to pay for al-Qaeda to have guns with my tax money, but I can't have guns because you love criminals. This government loves any form of piratical, degenerate, larcenous, scumbag criminals. And they've got armies, what, something like 20-something percent of the military's on these psychotropics, and every time they go crazy and kill a bunch of people, their families, you name it, it's, so they're always on these drugs, and then their answer is more drugs, more mental health screening, more drugs, more murders, more shootings. They're desperate to manufacture more shootings because all the other shootings are plunging, but actual mass shootings are actually up a little bit the last few years because so many people are on these drugs and the media hypes it. So every Fruit Loop goes, gee, I won't commit suicide. Those guys talk back to me at the base. I'm going to go shoot some cracker asses. I mean, what? Is MSNBC going to come out and celebrate this and go, hey, well, maybe all the folks on Twitter, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe they deserve it, huh? According to the new Black Panther Party, maybe. Let's go to Paul Watson. Watson, break down your take on this and your articles that are up on Infowars.com. They're so important to get out there to counter all the lies and disinfo so people understand this is the same old. I know you're doing the nightly news tonight. We ought to show people that all these other big mass shooters, Harris, Kleibold, Kip Kinkle, Adam Lanza, the list goes on and on. They're always on these drugs over and over and over again. But there's never a discussion about that, is there, Paul? And the insert says it can make you do this. It even says it'll do this. And it's not like we're reaching here, Watson. So what are you going to cover after we come back from break, Watson?
Exactly that. The fact that 90% of school shooters were on these drugs, you know, there have been dozens of massacres linked to them over the past 25 years. But the media refuses to cover it because they always run with this blame it on the guns narrative, which isn't even successful in achieving gun control. I mean, after Sandy Hook, gun sales shot to record highs. They were already high. AR-15 sales shot to record highs. So it doesn't even work, but they're still trying to push it, not to the same sustained level. But still, it obfuscates the fact that SSRIs are completely ignored after every example of this. They don't want to talk about it.
And you add to this, he was video game obsessed when these games like Doom and were first developed to create instinctive shooting for the Pentagon. They're made to turn you into a killing machine. Just a fact.
People don't want to hear that, though, Alex. I mean, I posted that on your Facebook, and the reaction was the heat that you get for saying that is intense, so we need to talk about that as well.
No, let's not talk about that. Let's just turn in our real guns so all these guys living in their mom's basements can play 50 hours of video games a week, and then I lose my guns. Look, I'm not saying get rid of your video games, folks. The point is mentally...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back 7 o'clock weeknights, InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes, details, and excerpts of the transmissions at PrisonPlanet.tv. The main news sites, InfoWars.com, and its backup auxiliary, its consort, PrisonPlanet.com. And joining us from London, England, is Paul Joseph Watson. Now, I want to be clear, all the normal White House talking point publications, which we welcome, because actually their listeners come to us and, you know, find out the truth. All of those different publications out there, like Raw Story, Salon, Media Matters, openly run by the White House in that case, came out and misrepresented what I said yesterday. I said, if it turns out this is a terror attack, I said it could be a lone gunman going postal, probably on psychotropics as usual, video game nut. It's not a hard prediction. That's usually what it is. Or it's going to be some type of Al-Qaeda operative following the orders of the head of Al-Qaeda, who just so happens to be armed by the U.S., Zawahiri, attacking us. And then, like the Boston bombing, they'll try to connect it to me, which they did do. And they've done that with a bunch of other shootings and events. And I gave examples of that. And I said, I hope they don't do that, but they could. That turned into, I predicted they would blame us for this. No, we didn't do that. They take everything out of context to lie to their viewers and lie to their readers. And it's not working anymore. I saw the comments on the articles, people, about half of them saying, well, they did stage Gulf of Tonkin. They did stage the chemical attacks in Syria. They're lying all the time. You know, Obama is even worse than Bush. He's getting away with it all. I'm a liberal, and I agree with Alex Jones. People understand what's going on now. They're awake. Now, in most of these cases, they're on the psychotropics, which are in the mind control hallucinogenic class. Get the insert to the more than 50 different type of psychotropics. And, Paul, you have the article of the type that he was probably on. They admit he was in psychiatric care, hearing voices. They're trying to get his file right now. But when I heard about Sergeant Bales going out and killing a bunch of people in a blackout, turned out he was under psychiatric care and on drugs. But it always comes out weeks later. This is coming out now very quickly. The drugs, the video games, it's a fact that these games are there to basically condition people to instinctively shoot. That's what they were invented for. We're not saying that they should be banned, but obviously, if you've got a neighbor that's already shot up people's tires, if you've got a neighbor who's shot through somebody's wall, he's mentally ill, why did he have a top secret security clearance? How did he get into a gun-free zone to do this? Again, it's always in these gun-free zones where only the MPs have it or only the police have guns, the public schools, that this happens. Can't we see a pattern here, Paul Watson?
Well, let's start off with the drugs, Alex. We know he was being treated by the VA for, quote, mental problems, paranoia, sleep disorder, and hearing voices in his head since August. We know that he had problems with post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of helping the victims of 9/11. The most common treatment for that is an SSRI drug called paroxetine, which also is listed by the Institute for Safe Medication Practices as the number three top violence-causing psychotropic drug. So he was probably on that or one of its derivatives. We also know, as he said, that he had blackouts during these fits of rage where he couldn't remember the incident. That's another classic side effect of psychiatric drugs. We also know that Alexis had anger management issues. And again, that paroxetine SSRI drug, as well as Prozac and Zoloft, are routinely used to treat anger management issues. So it's almost certain he was on SSRI drugs. Now, it took 9 months to confirm that the Batman shooter, James Holmes, was on Zoloft because they found medication in his home. We found out about that days afterwards. But for 9 months, they sat on it and refused to tell anybody what medication he was on. And it was Zoloft, which was the same drug that Eric Harris was on before his massacre at Columbine. And again, this takes so long to come out because the mainstream media does not pursue the connection between psychiatric drugs and mass shooters. They're obsessed with linking it to guns when, in fact, gun homicides in the U.S. are down 49% since 1993, according to the government's own numbers. And so they spend all day obsessing on that because of this preset agenda to gun grab. And in the process, completely ignore the direct connection between mass shooters and psychiatric drugs. Because 90%, as I said, 90% of school shooters were on these drugs.
And that's conservative. I mean, last year, maybe it was earlier this year, a guy shot a cop at Walmart, a guy with no criminal record did, and his roommate said, no, he takes Xanax and Paxil and drinks and blacks out for a day and disappears. I mean, no wonder you put people on these hardcore drugs. You're going to have them kill people. The insert says it. I mean, the minute I heard, like a zombie, he just shoots a cop for no reason, killing the cop, ruining his life. But they still charged him with murder and all this. And I'm not saying he shouldn't be charged with something, but you can't charge these military guys that black out and go kill people. They're trained killers. You put them on psychotropics. Fourth juror, Sergeant Bales goes and kills 16 people. I mean, what do you think they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen? It's involuntary insanity.
And every single year, as I document in this report, more and more Americans are going on these psychiatric drugs. So we're only going to see these mania incidents, these violent outbursts on a more frequent basis. And I list some of the other mass shooters in the article: Kip Kinkle, Christopher Pittman, Elizabeth Bush, Jason Hoffman, Sean Cooper, TJ Solomon, the Virginia Tech shooter. Those are just a handful of the dozens of mass shooters that have been on these drugs over the past 25 years. You've got experts speaking out on it, such as the National Institute of Mental Health, Dr. Peter Breggin. He's testified in over 100 trials about the clear connection between psychiatric drugs and outbursts of violence. He says there's a definite relationship. Again, it's only like us reporting on it, and Scientologists, they're the only people that dare touch it, even though it's a proven connection. Mainstream media won't go anywhere near it.
Well, Paul Watson, you add this with the video game Doom, on record developed by the Pentagon to create instinctive shooting. Instead of having paper targets where the bad guy pops up next to the lady with the baby, they started creating these video games in the 60s and 70s. And now 80s, and it's all been adopted on record. I know you're doing the nightly news tonight. You should go back and show the history of shoot 'em up video games being developed by the Pentagon, because the public just thinks we're just saying that. They don't know this is a fact. And sure, the average person can go play a shoot 'em up video game. The average person can do something like that and not go out and be a killer. But you take some unstable person who plays these 15 hours a day, who's got PTSD, they claim, and then you add that they're taught that, you know, whites are all racist and out to get them. That's a major thread now developing, that he reportedly told friends he was sick of all the racist white people and racial discrimination. So watch this unfold now of a mentally ill person who was probably an MSNBC viewer and just decided it was time to play video games for real.
Well, on the video games connection, you know, we had it with Breivik in Norway. We had it with Harrison Kleibold, obviously Adam Lanza as well. He was an obsessive video gamer. Now this guy, I think there's a clear connection between already unstable people that are taking these SSRI drugs and these shoot 'em up video games. If you're talking about video games in general, and this is why people react so negatively to it, the studies show there's no link between general violence in society and video games. There's not been a lot of research on it, but there's been basically no research on already unstable people playing video games, which is what you alluded to with the Pentagon training and outbursts of violence. But even if you present that as a question that should be investigated, the backlash is just horrific. It's like a hot potato, because even amongst your listeners, it's like with this Grand Theft Auto 5 craze at the moment. Video games are basically a religion to a lot of people, and they will defend them to their death against anything. But, you know, this guy was playing Call of Duty 16 hours a day. How can that be healthy for anyone? Then on top of that, you've got, you know, childhood obesity through the roof. You've got kids growing up with less and less social skills. It's not healthy in a physical sense. It's not healthy for society. But people will defend video games until they're blue in the face, because it's a religion to them.
Well, that's right. People say, oh, tolerance means you've got to adopt my views and what I do. No, tolerance means you can play your video games all day. I occasionally go to a pinball arcade or a regular, you know, arcade and play some games with my kids and play foosball and, you know, then go bowling or something. They have those places where the bowling and the video games are all in one place with the laser tag and everything else. I'm not judging people that play games. They immediately go, how dare you say I'm going to kill people because I play shoot 'em up games? It's a fact. The Pentagon invented video games in the 60s, on record. It's a fact that they're funding the development of most of the major shoot 'em up games. We just showed what ABC News and NBC News on screen for TV viewers admitting it. Because it also conditions everybody it also conditions the public to where when you go join the military, it makes you want to join the military, A, but B, it then makes you simulate being killed over and over again and killing others and learning battle formations and learning how to use the same controllers they use on games or the same ones in the drones, the same ones on the ground control systems with satellite overlays and drone overlays. So it is literally like the last Starfighter where you're being trained to be a starfighter with the video game, but that isn't life imitating art. That was already the plan before movies like that came out. They were using video games to train and test and condition people to prepare them for battle. And they found video games have made people have more courage as well. Because at the base, you're playing Call of Duty, and then later you're deployed, really being shot at, but you've simulated this so much, you've now been acclimated. So it's really a high-tech form of brainwashing, Paul Watson.
Well, that's why the Army works with both video game developers and Hollywood, because it desensitizes people to the violence. It's one of the best recruiting tools they could hope for. But I've had arguments with people until I'm blue in the face about video games. People saying, oh, it increases mental acuity if you play these games for so many hours. It makes your brain sharper. It makes your reactions quicker. And that may be the case, but what is the use of that? If you've wasted half the day playing video games, what are you then going to apply it to? To me, it seems like a colossal waste of time. Like you said, I understand people need to relax. They need to switch off. They need to have fun. But if you're talking about a guy playing Call of Duty 16 hours a day, I mean, that's too much. Come on.
Well, you see people, especially in South Korea and Japan, dying after playing 2-3 days in a row, drinking 14, 15 Coca-Colas and having a heart attack. I mean, those are common cases. And you've got the flicker rate. You've got the kids having convulsions over the Pokemon cartoon. We are being plugged into the matrix. Our eyes are electrochemically connecting to the television. And we are being programmed, and actually there's major studies out showing long-term video game playing lowers cognitive ability, lowers brainwaves, just as television does. They're both connected to early onset of neurological disorders. In fact, there's a headline. Video games do alter your brain, and the effect is visible in MRI scans in just a week. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. These are people living out simulations. I know people that play all these simulator games where they spend money on a Lamborghini Countach. They spend money on a model girlfriend. They could actually go out to the grocery store and tell jokes and flirt with 20 good-looking women and actually get married and have the beautiful, smart wife. Instead, they've got the imaginary wife in the imaginary world when there's a real world going on around us. And the globalists said that in Wired Magazine back in April of 2000. Bill Joy went to that meeting with 200 top tech owners, the owner of Sun Microsystems, and he wrote, he said, look, we had a debate. Do we let you play video games and not matter, or do we get rid of all of you so you don't waste resources? And the fact is, you're not living a life worth living, so we're going to let the simulators get you ready to stand down and die. So these simulators are here to get us out of reality into false reality so we don't recognize the real enemies creeping up on us, the chemical warfare, the biological warfare, and the GMO. Here's what I want to tell young people. You're in a real live video game on a deep space planetoid orbiting a sun. I'm going to try to explain this. With a very thin atmosphere on it, with huge seas, with giant mammals and fish swimming in it, and a moon orbiting our planet, and you had all these ancestors and all the stuff they went through, and there's all this science and beauty and technology and literature all around you, and you're squatting in your apartment or in your house, playing these games and getting into it and only having people that you know interact with in this fantasy world instead of living in the real world. And the globalists designed it to suck you in and destroy you. Now, does that mean that some of you can drink and not become alcoholics? Does that mean some of you can get into boxing and not get brain damaged? Maybe. I mean, does that mean that some of you can play these games and not have the desired effect work on you? Maybe. But just because I talk to video game heads, they go, I don't want to hear it. No, you just don't know. You know, I do know. I do know. I do know. Okay? And so understand, you are under attack. You're in a real high-tech battle space right now with globalist technocrats trying to break up our families, take our guns, shut down our society. There's about to be thousands of people with an armed march on the Alamo. The police say they're going to come after them, even though it's legal. I mean, the real world's going on. World War III has almost started. More Russian ships are massing. Israel's now backing attacks on Assad publicly. All hell's getting ready to break loose. The dollar's teetering on the edge of collapse, and the globalists can only get away with this because you're focused on fantasy land. And I need people to at least spend 15 hours a week for liberty. If you could spend 15 hours a day playing Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto or all these games where you can be the bad guy, you can be the cool guy, you can be the champion, you can be the warrior, you can be the cutting edge, you can be the trailblazer, you can be the freebooter, you can be the race car driver. Ladies and gentlemen, the real world's going on. We need you in the fight against the globalists in this dimension, not in cyberspace. Closing comments, Paul Watson.
Well, the real world is more fascinating than any video game, Alex. They call video games an art form. I accept that, but I wouldn't go and stare at a painting for 16 hours straight. You know, it's everything in moderation. There are people being attacked over Grand Theft Auto 5 games that they've just purchased. It's getting to this mindless zombie level, and it's just becoming a massive distraction, like you said.
It's a drug. Paul Watson, will follow all your breakdowns at InfoWars.com. And we'll follow you at Twitter, where you help tweet at Real Alex Jones. And we'll follow you tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in San Felipe. Yeah.
Sheriff John Brown coming to shoot me down. So I shot.
I shot
the sheriff. But I didn't shoot the deputy. You know, when I snuck into Bohemian Grove 13 years ago, the only person to ever get in and out successfully with film footage up until that time, a couple others have now, they've been arrested. By the grace of God, I've been protected, and that's the only thing we can chalk it up to. When I had five guys, but four of them attacked me, tell me to shut up, and they've been sent by the federal government to beat me up, that wasn't a video game, that was the real deal. And as soon as they started landing punches on me, you know, I was able to wake up and able to help them get their heads handed to them. Doesn't mean I didn't have blood splattering everywhere and a broken nose and cut above my eye and everything else. Mike Hansen came out after that. But they were having to help themselves into the Astro van. And the whole point about this is, I'm not bragging telling those type of stories. I could tell you hundreds of incredible adventures we've been in. Many of them I can't even tell you on air because they were in confidence. But I'm not playing any silly video games as my fantasy world. I go play video games maybe once a month at an arcade or something with my children. It's fun. It's a novelty. And I'm not in some war against video games. But I am in a war against fantasy land when it superimposes itself on reality. And the average adult male in this country, I saw a statistic, play something like 4 hours of video games a day on top of 4 hours or more of TV. 8 hours a day. You're not hiking, you're not hanging out with friends, you're not playing soccer, you're not playing frisbee, you're not swimming, you're not playing pool, you're not playing basketball, you're playing video games, which are a conduit of programming and brainwashing. And I know there are a lot of video game makers that have put me in their video games. I've been in quite a few video games. I've actually signed quite a few contracts to be in video games, my voice and stuff. I never even went and watched myself in them, but I'm told I'm in quite a few big video games. And so I'm not even attacking those people. I'm just saying you need to be made aware of it. And I'm not trying to go off into some long story, about I've done all this and you ought to come do that. It's that so many times people say, I can't believe you've been successful. You can't be real. You must be controlled. I can't believe you did this or you did that. I can't believe you got that interview. I can't believe you ran into David Gergen on the side of the road. Well, it was at the RNC at the entrance. We waited there. It's like somebody saying, I can't believe a barracuda waited outside a undersea cave and ate a fish that came out. Can't believe I went and shot a deer on the opening day. I know where to go hunt to shoot deer. I mean, I can't believe Alex shot a deer. How do you know? Well, I went out where the deer are at. How'd I confront this politician or that one? Well, they had a book signing. We went to it. I mean, it's like, how'd they get that big guest on? Well, they had a book come out and we called their publicist. It's like, I run into the general public and they're paralyzed, not believing anyone could ever do anything. When you have power is what I'm saying. You can affect history. Look at my reporters. Most of them never even had a reporter job before. And they're suddenly making national news on a routine basis, going out and doing it. I'm not a big fan of Chinese slave-made Nikes. They do have some good products, but my point is, I'm not a fan of that, but I am a fan of their slogan, just do it. That's what Yoda says, folks. Do or do not. Don't try. And we need to stop all this, folks. We need to decide liberty can win. We need to decide our ideas are better than the globalist. We need to decide we can turn society and civilization around. We need to decide. And you need to decide to support us, the Tip of the Spear. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to see the nightly news, all the films, and so much more. One membership is 11 memberships to share with your friends and family. $5.95 a month. PrisonPlanet.tv and get the films, the T-shirts, and so much more at info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.